Sometimes it's not single landowners, but whole communities that get together to form community-based conservation projects. These community reserves also have strengths and weaknesses. Many of them take place in developing countries and with groups of people, often indigenous people, who live in close contact with nature and who many deem are most equipped to manage it or have been using it sustainably for many centuries even. The strengths of these is that oftentimes these can be in very large and biodiverse areas. So involving the community, of course, is necessary if you want to protect the range of species that occupy these areas. The cultural component can also be seen as a strength because, by contrast, creating a big park here would kick people off the land. These community reserves actually harness the culture of the local people and their history of managing resources and their strategies of subsistence and other ways of managing resources, bringing that into the way that the reserve is managed. And so when people feel that their culture is being respected, they can often invest a fair amount of effort and time and dedication into conserving their resources that they've depended on forever. So there's often a good community investment in the conservation effort. Some weaknesses, of course, is that oftentimes many areas within these reserves, these community managed lands, will already be degraded, either through overuse or misuse, population growth, etc. And so often restoration is a part of this. There also can be stakeholder conflicts. The more people that are involved in a conservation project, the more diverse opinions there are, and oftentimes those can lead to conflicts, and conflicts can lead to slowdowns or, failures in getting goals to happen. Often you have to be sure that the community has good land tenure. If people have rights to their land and those rights are legally solid, then they're much more likely to invest in measures that improve that land. Whereas if they could get kicked off the land or they don't have title to the land, then they don't have a lot of investment in it, and there's not a lot of reason for them to try to improve it because they could lose it. Community reserves are not immune to corruption, and oftentimes there's a need for training on how to incorporate conservation goals into local management. So there may be a lack of management capacity that can be overcome through training and education.